excited for fettuccine. I have to tell you, I did some shaving on my feet during the break. It's gross. It's gross, but like on purpose. They're my feet. I let them get gross
for this event. Oh, and they really smell. And I'm like, oh, okay, great.
You know what? My feet normally don't stink. And I'm wearing a certain type of sock, like a dry fit sock. And for some reason, they're the ones that are supposed to protect your feet from the moisture, and they make my feet stink the most.
Yeah, they do.
They right?
They totally do.
I think it sucks up the moisture. That's why.
It does. And if you ever go to put socks on and you realize you already wore them, and you're like, oh!
Oh, yeah.
No, that can't. That's not going to work.
Here's what I do. I go and I sit at my... did you just take a picture of your ass?
No, I farted.
Oh, recorded it. Okay.
No, sorry. He's doing work. Please.
Yeah, yeah, come on.
He's not goofing off. He's recording his farts.
Serious.
My
stuff.
Bad. I sit at my desk at home, and I kick my shoes off, and then eventually with my toes, I will take my socks off of each foot.
Oh, really?
And then they, I'll be playing PlayStation, and I'll decide I don't want to wear socks anymore, so I'll just do this and, you know, take them off with my feet.
Can I tell you, every time I take my shorts off or my socks off or anything and I almost fall over, I think of Jonathan Witherspoon.
Yeah.
Every time.
You almost fall over?
Huh? Yeah, sometimes I'll do, because like, I'll do it pretty quick.
Yeah.
I usually do the shorts down to the legs, kick them up in the air, grab them, and then I do socks like I'm doing karate moves and stuff.
Why do I feel like you time yourself, and every other time you do it, you're like, this time I'm going to shave 5 seconds off.
Yeah, totally.
I love it.
See, I take my socks off under the desk, and then I don't put them away.
Mm-hmm.
So after like 3 days, there's like three or four pairs of socks under there.
Yeah.
And then on the fourth or fifth day, I go to sit down, and I go, hey, yeah. What happened?
It's
like an old locker room under here. Anyway, we are ready to do a fettuccine. Should we bring our girl in and meet her first?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's go get Jamie. And can we put her on Rob's mic so that I could see her? And then she could eat it wherever you want her to eat it. This is Jamie. We're on Bone TV, of course, but then I'm also periscoping at Mr. Mike Calta. You can watch it all live. It's currently aimed in where Jamie will be sitting. I will talk to her a little bit, and then I will. I have already taken the skin from my feet, but I will do a little bit more so Jamie can see. Oh my God! Why are you doing this? This is so not something a woman like you should be doing. Get on that microphone, pumpkin. Yeah, you could sit. Just pull it right down to your face. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, you're dressed nice.
Yeah,
you're a normal looking woman. What? Now tell me why you are doing this.
Because I want to get tickets.
But you know that they're going on sale to the public on Friday.
I know, but I also tried to get Billy Joel tickets, and I was on there immediately, and they were
Me
gone.
Too. Me too.
This is going to be a fast ticket, too. By the way, I like that she's coming in for a nice dinner of fettuccine, and she wore pearls. It's nice. Dress it up a little. Black dress, pearls. Going to have a nice romantic dinner.
What kind of work do you do?
I am in consulting.
And are you going to work after this?
I am.
And are they aware that you're over here to eat my feet?
No.
Are we using your real name or a fake name?
No, it's my real
name. Oh, man. Mm. Yeah, I mean, look, I feel bad, but everybody wants these tickets. You're lucky that you got in. You're lucky you will get to ingest the skin from my feet. I can tell you they're clean.
Do you feel lucky?
Oh, very.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you again after you eat his feet.
Who will you go with?
My husband.
And does he know you're doing this?
Not at all.
Oh, my God. Can we call him and tell him?
No.
Why? What are you going to tell him? That you just got tickets?
Yes.
You will never tell him that you ate fettuccine and to get the tickets.
She's going to tell him she had to bang 9 roadies to get the tickets.
That would be better.
Yeah.
That might be more
He'd be like, that's fine. As long as he didn't eat anybody's foot shavings.
Oh, my God. Does he listen to the show?
No, he's already at work.
But but I mean, does he ever listen to the show? Like, is he aware of what fettuccine is? Oh,
no.
Man. What does he do?
He's in finance.
Oh, he's got a real job and everything. Let's call him.
No.
Let's call. Come on. So what are you just going to tell? You're not even going to say anything. You're just going to be like, hey, you want to go to program? I got tickets. I won them from a radio station.
Possibly.
Oh, yes. My. We got to tell him. Let's call him and see what he would say if he says to go through with it or not. What do you think he'd say?
He'd probably tell you that I'm crazy.
Yes, but will he tell you to go ahead and do it, or will he say, no, 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 don't do that. We'll go to StubHub.
He'd say, no, 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 don't do that. We'll go to StubHub.
But you're going
to
do it anyway.
I'll do it anyway.
You are a trooper, Jamie, man. Ladies and gentlemen.
Unreal.
I have to tell you, there's a part of me that feels terrible about this now that you're such a normal-looking person.
Okay.
But we're still going to do it.
Yeah. Right. Okay. I think it makes it better.
You do?
If you have some gross-looking person that's just going to eat anything, and you're like, hey,
right.
They would do anything, but she's nice and looks nice and dressed nice, and now she has to eat shavings off your feet.
What's like, do you do any other crazy stuff? Like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of what you would, it, like, I'm waiting for you to go, yeah, but I'm, you know, I dress like a dude on the weekend or something. I don't know. I'm into
I eat
Civil
my
War
dog's
reenactment.
Hair.
Yeah,
that's how I clean my
dog.
Yeah.
I'm in one of those, you're on one of those My Crazy Addiction shows.
No, this will be probably the craziest thing I've ever done.
Maybe this is good for you. Maybe you need to do something crazy.
Probably not.
No?
No, probably not.
Do you think you'll enjoy this or do you think this will be terrible?
I think the thought of this makes me want to throw up.
Yes. Yeah. Is there a possibility you will throw up?
I hope
not. There's no penalty. If you throw up, you as long as you've eaten a majority of it, you'll still get the tickets.
Yeah, that was the question she had yesterday was, how much does she actually have to eat in order to win the tickets?
Well, we're going to need you to clear the fettuccine. You don't have to eat all the pasta.
It's just under 10 pounds.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
So you eat, no.
Okay.
Do you want to see how the process is made?
No.
I know I have to do it for Periscope. I've been doing it during the commercial break because it takes a little bit of time. By the way, here is, I'm showing on my Periscope, there's 350 people, say hi.
Hi.
And there's, of course, Bone TV that's here. Here is what we've accumulated so far, which may not look like a lot because it's in this massive cup, but that all came from the bottom of my heel, of my feet. You can see it there on Bone TV.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like dirty cocaine. then... I will now show you. I've used two tools, the new multi-tool that we have here, to kind of sand it down a little bit, flatten it out. And then this thing, the petty egg. Do you own one of these?
I do.
You do. So you know the process. It's like a scraper, like a cheese grater. So I'll do a little of that right here for TV so that you can see. First of all, look at this disgusting toe that I have.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the toe.
Yep.
Don't worry. The toe is not part of it.
Yeah, it is, though. It is, though.
The fungus may travel, is what you're saying.
Yeah,
I even let a little bit of the corn meat up here.
Oh man.
Mama.
Yep.
She does not want to watch this.
But for the most part, it's down here on the heel. Yeah, here we go. Okay. You'll see such a short amount of time is producing so much fettuccine because it has been unpedicured and unmanicured and taken care of for so long. So you'll see, here you go, 1, 2, it's about 10, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, that should do it. Now come here, Rush. You can see, you can see here, hold on, Periscope, I gotta put it down for a second. That is a result of just one scraping. Look at that.
Oh yeah.
So that's good though. I'm gonna add that to the pile that we already have. And then we will let her go ahead. And now, did they give you a choice to eat what kind of pasta you want?
No, we haven't given her a choice. We were just going to... We've already plated the penne pasta.
Uh-huh.
So that's ready
to go. Will that work? Will that be okay?
Yeah, so all we need to do is add your shavings.
Right, say it, Spanish.
Your fettuccine?
It's not just shavings. Don't make it sound like it's unattractive and it's not delicious.
It is delicious.
It is what we like to call feet. Uccini! Uccini, Lini! Fettuccini! Chini!
A lot of buttons over there.
It's a meal that's so nice that you want to eat it twice. It's fettuccini.
Beep it a beep a beep.
Fettuccini! Smells like it came from a weenie. I shave off my heel, it becomes a delicious meal. It's fettuccini. Fettuccine, smells like it came from a weenie. It's a pasta that's so sweet, cause it's made with my feet. It's fettuccine. Fettuccine, smells like it came from a weenie. You must eat my skin or grandma say it's a sin. It's fettuccine. Fettuccine, smells like it came from a weenie. Oh, yeah.
Have we ever talked to my grandmother about this?
I don't think so.
What do you think that she would say?
Oh, that's
Mike. Michael.
I'm curious just to see what she'd say.
Why are you doing this to poor Jamie?
But why would you do that? Why would you do that?
This guy. All the comments on this guy's like, I'm sure your wife's hot. All right, Jamie. Where could they be at 8:37 in the morning? Sleeping?
Yeah, sure.
Hello. Oh, we are not available now.
All right. Jamie, are you ready?
Yes.
How are you feeling now? Any better or worse?
Oh, no. I still want to throw up.
Still want to throw up. Okay, here. Rush, do you want to tape me or you want to video me putting the fettuccine on? This is the exciting part.
Oh, mama.
No, I can tell you, I don't want you to be under any false pretenses. They're not front row tickets by any means. I don't know where they will be in the venue because they come straight from the promoter, but they are definitely not front row. People were asking on Periscope. All right, here we go. The first fettuccine of 2016. Here we go. You want it concentrated in one area so that you don't have to eat a lot of pasta, or should I spread it out? I feel if I spread it, you'll have to eat more macaroni.
Well, maybe throw some of the pasta off there and then just load it up. You know what I mean?
Fettuccine. Come on, fettuccine, get out of there. There we go. Oh.
Jamie just closed her eyes and looked away.
Oh, wow. Man.
That looks good. Hold on, I got to get a shot of this. I'm going to tell you right now, this is my body, and this is grossing me out. What, Carmen?
Does it smell?
It's dusty. Breathe it in. I want to be in you, Carmen. Breathe me in. It's the only way I'll be inside your body is if you breathe me in through your nose. Go
ahead.
It's
like asbestos.
All right, here we go. This is Carmen. What would it take? Would you, if you loved me, you would eat my skin?
No.
Just eat one piece.
No.
Go like this. Lick the tip of your finger, touch a little bit, and lick it back.
No.
Oh, why?
No.
I would do it with your skin.
Yeah, well, I'm a girl.
Yeah, I'm a guy. Guys and girls go together just fine. You know what I'm saying? It's how the world's created. All right, deliver the plate of fettuccine to Jamie. Oh, Jamie, don't think of it as my feet. Think of it as a delicious Italian cheese. By the way, I'm going to open this up exclusively to Mazzaro's. Mazzaro's, because I think that you're the finest Italian establishment as far as the market goes in the area, I would be willing to exclusively sell you fettuccine cheese to put on your pasta.
Okay.
All right? I'm not even offering it to anybody else. If Mazzaro's wants it, I will make it.
Carmen, make sure the hotline is open so they can get through immediately because I'm sure they're calling.
Oh, yeah. They'll have to call Tony and negotiate.
Yeah.
We'll get it.
Call immediately.
All right. Jamie, how are you feeling? It looks great, right?
No.
Mentally, prepare yourself for Parmesan. Don't think about my feet. Think about Parmesan.
But it is
Parmesan.
Feet.
It is feet?
Yeah. Just so you know, that's not Parmesan.
What does it smell like? Do you want to smell it first?
No.
You don't want to smell it first?
No.
All right. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, by the way, the guy just said on Periscope that she looks like she's being forced to be here. She's not. We are not. She was the first one to volunteer. Here we go. This is Jamie eating my feet.
Make sure you get some
good pasta.
Fettuccine, some Parmesan on there.
Don't fear it. It's delicious.
Can I have a drink after this?
After it, yeah. Yeah. Of gasoline, if you want, and a match.
Oh, my God.
In there. First round is in. It's good, right? It's good. Think about it. I went to wrestling last night. My feet. I didn't wrestle. I just went. I'm just saying what I did. I got up this morning. Yeah, it's not bad, right? It's just mental. It's mental.
Oh, she can't get that down.
Is it crunching? Do you hear it crunching?
Oh,
no. No, what? It's okay. It's okay. It's an acquired taste.
Oh,
nobody
man.
Ate onions for the first time and was like, this is delicious. I don't know why I picked onions, but you know what I'm saying.
I'm going to throw up.
I hope Pearl Jam shows up.
Oh. You want to hear some Pearl Jam music? Will that make it better for you? You're a big fan? What's wrong?
Can I at least have some water to help?
I think that would be. We don't want to have her choke. We could probably get her some water. Yeah.
Good.
Is it sandy? Is that the problem?
No, it's just dry.
Do you want something? You want white wine? We have wine. We can get you something to. Let's get a little slow Pearl Jam on. There you go.
Okay.
People on Periscope are. They're throwing up. I don't know how you're
I
not.
I don't blame them.
Galvin, go take a look at it.
Yeah, I want to see how much is on.
I ate the part of it.
Yeah, no, she's got it.
Yeah,
I mean, you can it's plenty of it on there.
Let me see. Is it on there? Is it dusty?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah. I took the pieces with the most of it.
So I believe you. Maybe you want to do one of those things like where you swipe around on the plate with the fork. Make sure you get it all up. Sop it up.
Do I really have to?
No.
Okay.
Here we go. Yeah, people are questioning now. Saying on, and not, I'm not going to use their vernacular, but they're saying on Periscope, if you will do this, what you must do sexually. How fantastic you must be.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hi. Very, not a lot of limits. This is not, doesn't seem like appropriate music for Fettuccine.
No. Like
how's the second bite? Is it easier? No.
A little.
Okay.
Her eyes are watering a bit, if that tells you anything.
You sure you don't want to call your husband? I think that he would, I think he would love to hear this. I think he would love to know how dedicated. My wife wouldn't even agree to let me use our money to buy the tickets, let alone come down here and eat.
Wouldn't you want to know if your wife had somebody, other person's foot shavings in her mouth?
Yeah, like, if, are you going to tongue kiss your husband today? I feel like I'm a part of that, if you are.
I'll brush my teeth first.
Okay. I don't care.
Are you going to brush them with fire?
Maybe a little alcohol?
Yeah.
I believe you've broken my Periscope.
Uh-oh.
Bite number three.
Yep. What do you think we got? Like about three more bites left on there?
Do I have to?
Well, I mean, we don't have to eat all the pasta, but we definitely got to eat all the feet.
I got a lot of it.
I'm dying to call your husband and tell him. I'll tell you what, if we can call your husband and tell him, you don't have to eat any more.
Ooh, that's good.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're good with that? You're adorable. Write the number down. Give it to Carmen so she can get him on the phone. Here we go. What is his first name?
Do I have to tell you?
Well, I'm going to have to address him as something. Let's call him Tom. How's that, Tom? What if I got it right? All right. Give it to Carmen. Give him the call. Tell him that. Tell him we have his wife here, and we have a surprise for him. I want to put him on the air. Is there a possibility he would be mad?
Anything's possible.
Oh, really? Are you guys getting along right now?
Yes.
You've been married for a while, right?
Yes.
So you're at the point where you got to decide if you really like him. This is the. I could probably still get out of this point.
No. Would have been years and years
Okay,
ago.
So you guys are locked in.
Yes.
And do you have kids? I don't remember.
We have
two kids. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. See? Ooh. The kids don't know, do they?
No.
Would they think you're cool or would they think you're nuts too?
My kids love your show, so
they do?
They probably would think I'm cool.
I love them. How do you like that? All right, Carmen's calling the husband now. And if we get him on the phone, she does not have to eat any more of my feet.
Oh, I hope he doesn't answer.
For fettuccine.
He may not answer.
Oh, I hope he doesn't answer.
Why?
Because then she's got to eat the fettuccine.
Oh, he did not answer.
Oh,
he did not answer. How about this to make it easier? Spanish, go over there.
Okay.
Feed it to Spanish. No, I'm just kidding, Spanish. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Spanish had a heart attack. Spanish, go over there and grab the fork. See if you could sop it all up on one piece and then make her only have to eat one more piece.
Oh.
But get it all in there. Get as much as you can on there.
You can get a couple pieces so you can really.
Maybe we let Cafe Chibo serve this. They could buy it from Mazzaro's and serve it at Cafe Chibo. Yes, people on Periscope, by the way, are saying you are a trooper. I give you that. You were not only doing it, but you're the first one to do it. Spence, I said one piece. You're going to put like 80 pieces of pasta on there. You're going to kill her.
The one piece is like it keeps scraping on the plate, so it keeps falling apart. So I'm using other noodles to keep that one noodle intact with all the stuff.
Just do it and stop talking about it. Spence is sopping up. Right, you get most of it there?
Yeah.
You want to feed it to her like a romantic? Do it like a maitre d'. You dress like a maitre d'.
Hey!
It's so nice to see you back in a restaurant. That has a fettuccine.
It's nice to see you back in the restaurant. You like a fettuccine.
Whoa. There you go. Do me a favor. Don't swallow yet. Rush, where's Rush? Open your mouth and show Rush. Just show him. Yeah, go on. Let's just get him. Oh, is it down? Is it good? Yeah. Let me see. Let her swallow. All right. Do you feel any regurge coming back up and all? No, they're not so bad, right? I keep them clean.
So when I scraped the noodle, there was just like one pocket of just a bunch that if she bit into, it would just crunch it
out. All good?
Yep, it's gone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jamie. Very nice, Jamie.
Unbelievable.
Very good job.
Unbelievable.
More unbelievable because she's cute, yeah. She's normal, she's a mother. Yeah. Usually it's just the weirdos who are ladies who are just coming over nursing hangovers, haven't showered for a couple of days, and be like, I'll eat your feet for some tickets. Well, congratulations. You are winning the first pair of tickets to see Pearl Jam. I think Pearl Jam would be proud of both of us. Me for sacrificing my feet and you for loving the band. Is that it? You love the band so much?
My husband loves the band.
Man, what does your husband do for you that you have such devotion to him?
probably not enough.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Is there any way in the world your wife would do this?
I wouldn't let her. And if I didn't know, would she do it? No, she wouldn't do it.
Your work.
Yes.
Do you have a cleaning lady?
No.
Do you have a nanny?
Daycare.
What kind of car are you driving?
Ford.
This is not, something's not right here. My wife's driving a Benz. She's got a nanny. She doesn't work. She would never even do this, anything remotely close to this for me. You guys still have a healthy sex life?
Yes.
Oh, man. I don't know what happened. Good for you. Congratulations. I'm going to go home and ask my wife to eat some of my feet and see what she says. She should have no problem doing it. She's already had parts of me in her mouth over time. This shouldn't be that big of a deal.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Well, congratulations, Punkin. Thank you for being such a trooper. And hopefully this goes as smooth for the next contestant, because I'm going to use Dirty Foot for the next one.
Yes. Also, so the actual show is what, in April?
April 11th.
Hopefully you don't die before then.
Oh, my God.
From eating feet.
Can I tell you, don't listen to them. Hopefully you don't develop superpowers before then. You may one day, you may go to reach for something and just fly away. Yeah. So that's that. Yeah. Something may happen where you may possess superhero type skills. And you don't owe me anything for that. We're all good.
Now, how does that work, since you're not a superhero?
That you know of.
That
most,
I know.
Most of us keep it on the down low, Galvin. Thank you very much. We will take a break. I'm going to put my socks back on. Congratulations. It is Feet to Cheney on the Mike Cal, the show.
Nice.
Good
very
job,
nice.
Jamie. There you go.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.